licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HX.
KX, your signal is very poor tonight.
TR, is that any better?
Excellent, sir. N0TR clear.
Thank you, sir. We're having a storm up here, so I'm having to turn the power up. Thank you for letting me know, sir. Jump back here. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HX. The announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HX. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-in. And first, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrews, W2AMD. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mayo, K4XMR. Next on the list, we have Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings on Ms. Isla, N4IEI. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4BFI, and he brings along Ms. Linda, KG4QLQ. Next, we'd like to welcome Robert, KI4LJG. And then we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW. Next is Ed, KQ4TCS. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. Next on the list is John, KI4GOD. Next we have Mr. Gus, AA4K. Then we have AD4HY. This is Scott, KX4YM. Then we've got Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN. Next we have Bill, KC4W. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we've got an Echo Link station waiting in the wings, so we're going to go ahead and get them right quick. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HK. We'll pause in a few minutes and see if he can check in. And if you can't, maybe send a message over. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha 2 Delta on the RF check-in. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HK.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in where shows, negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
For HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73 CU. X.
Net control, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF, name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring. I'll be negative and negative.
We started off with a good net group there. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made their home down in Piedmont. And they bring along their daughter by telephone relay, KM4MOQ. And she's out of Ware Shoals. Rick, thank you for checking the family in tonight. They would like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, down there in Easley. Dave, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. They would like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF, down there in Mill Springs, or over there in Mill Springs for me. Colin, good to hear you tonight. And we're going to pause right here, and we've got another Echo Link station. So, Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia, negative and negative. And I got the COVID down here, too.
So, Paul's right here, and we'll welcome in Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Brunswick, Georgia, I believe it was. And sorry to hear you got that mess, and hopefully you get to feeling better soon. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And with that, we'll try one more time with another Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Gary, if you can hear me, you're not making it in on the Echo Link, so I'm going to jump back over here to RF, and we'll try again in a minute. Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Music Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Right, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, down there in Easley, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joey, K3JOY. And Gary, make sure to relay in there that Elise and I said hello to Joy. And I'll be back around to you shortly for a comment. But we have another Echo Link station, so we're going to pause right here and grab them right quick. Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic and no rag chew.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking in. So, did that. We're going to jump back over to RF section and move on up to, we've got another Echo Link station, so we'll just pause right here and get them right quick. Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY, down there in Berea. Jim, thank you for stopping in tonight and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. And with that, we're going to move up over to RF, and we're going to move up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Keller. Be negative and negative tonight, Patrick. It's good to see you yesterday, and thanks.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, there in Keller. And Harry, it was really good to see you again, too. Thanks for everything you've done, putting all that together, you and the club. And who won the grand prize?
Remember his name, but he was from Jackson County. And actually, I do remember his name, but I can't pronounce it. They called him Tag. And what was really interesting, he was down at the test session and had brought another person to take their test. I don't know if they were getting their technician or upgrading, but I think maybe on Facebook they might have put his picture out there. I'm not sure, but anyway, he was from Jackson County, and which sort of makes him local, and so that's the first time he'd ever won anything. So that was who got it, KC4EZN.
Well, good for him, and well, I tell my customers all the time when I'm running those raffles like that, the only way, guaranteed way not to win is not to try. put your name in there, you at least got one chance out of whatever it is. But thank you for coming back and letting us know. Always good to know who wins those prizes. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HS.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
I would like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, over there in Brevard. And Ed, hope you and the missus are doing good. Hope you haven't got washed off the side of the hill over there. But thank you for coming by and checking in with us tonight. And with that, we'll move on up to India Zoo Lima. India Zoo Lima, please call KO4HX.
SKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
4HKX. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
We'd like to welcome Mr. James, AK4JFO, down there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. It was good to see you yesterday and shake your hand. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, AK4JPQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, AK4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Hope you and Miss Donna enjoy your week. And with that, we'll try one more time. India to Lima. India to Lima. Please call KO4HK.
HKX. Evening, if you would, please check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's Matthew up here in northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight, Patrick. Thanks for calling that, man.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in northern Pickens County. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. And are you going to be hanging around for comments?
I'll be hanging around a little bit. If it's not too long tonight, yeah, I'll be listening.
Got you down for comments, and I'll be back around to get you after I get Mr. Gary. And with that, we're going to move on up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HX.
Yes. OBQ, crossband repeat, Stacy down in Anderson, South Carolina. I'll be in and out.
Let me pause right here. Can you come back to me with your call sign one more time, please, sir? Looking for your call sign one more time. I didn't quite get it.
4 OVQ, Oscar Victor Quebec, Stacy down in Anderson.
How about that, Stacy? That was my fault. I missed the V in there. Welcome, Stacy, N4 OVQ down there in Anderson. And Stacy, good to hear you. Hope you've been doing okay. I hadn't heard you or Keith on the radio lately. So I hope you both been doing all right. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HK. Moving right along, we're going to move on up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HK.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be Negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
Bridge KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4 QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll mean negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T, down there in Moore. Good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a good weekend, and look forward to seeing you again soon. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend, Chris. Good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping in here and checking in with me. And with that, we're going to try one more time. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Please also check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on deck. Good to be able to chat with you yesterday.
This is KO4HKX, your Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along his bride, KQ4TB. To be determined, TBD. Down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, yes, it was good to chat with you yesterday and good to see you again. And with that, we're going to try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm at my home in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Mr. David, WB4DB8, down there in Taylor. David, thanks for stopping in here tonight. It's a pleasure to check you in, sir. We'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume we got everybody for that group for the moment, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
That's good. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Rock. Both in Easley. Hope you're having a good evening. Please check us in and out tonight. I hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SK.
Number 4. Sierra, Mike Hotel, N4SMH, Josh and Duncan, negative and negative tonight.
Mr. Larry, KC4SKU, is one of our Friday night net controllers. Larry, thanks for coming in here tonight. And he brings along this Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're at their home down there in Easley. And good to see you tonight. They would like to see Josh, N4SMH, down there in Duncan. Josh, thank you for stopping in here tonight. And my pleasure to check you, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We've got everybody for now. Close down the check-in portion of it here and move over to the rag chute. So this is KO4HKX. I'm here to form a portion of the net with our thanks for taking it. All safety with we will now begin the action portion of the net. We got action, and the first of all, something up is Fisher Gary. We got 4DOS, also 4DOS.
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. You must be having some pretty good storms up that way, Patrick. Your signal is normally just right on, and it's picket fencing a little bit, but you can understand what you're saying. Just thought I'd let you know about that. But I haven't got a lot to say. We went up to the Ham Fest, enjoyed our time up there. got to see a lot of nice folks and all this. Just wanted to tell you about that microphone cord that I bought. I needed a cord to go from a Heil mic into a Yaesu radio. I had one that goes from the mic into a Kenwood, but I've changed radios up here, and I've got this Yaesu now. So I bought one, and it was for a Yaesu radio. The only problem being is the Heil microphone end has got a three, my Heil mic has got three pins, and this particular cable has a four-pin plug on it. So there's a Heil with four-pin mic that this cable works with. So now I've got a cable that I don't really need. So if there's anybody out there that needs a cable for a Heil microphone for Yaesu radio that goes from a four-pin Heil mic to an eight-pin Yaesu mic, I got one that I don't need. But I guess that's what I get for not checking things out properly before I go buy something, Mayor Patrick.
So 4-8-6. Yeah, Gary, I think we've all been in that boat. There's only one kind of connection, and there you go. And I really enjoyed our time yesterday. I appreciate you driving. Gave me a break from driving for a little while, so I do appreciate that. And enjoyed our time, and yes, we've seen a lot of people we know put some names with call signs, and I do hate that we missed Mr. Eddie, though. I do hate that. I would have really liked to shake that man's hand. But one day, we'll get down there and meet him face-to-face. And I've been doing some research this evening on the cable I was looking for, and I have found a way to do that. So I've been looking at that. Not going to be that complicated at all, so... that'll be a neat little addition. But other than that, the internet's been out for up here for the last 2 hours because of the storms, I'm assuming. And the air is, I will say, it's a little charged in this direction. I know Sitka is net short too because of it.
Well, I didn't realize it was storming up there as bad as it is. But sure, I'm glad that nobody's equipment got damaged in the process. Don't want that to happen to anybody. You know, because it's expensive, even though we have homeowners. I know my Joy talked to our insurance agent, and she said to make sure that I had all my serial numbers down and made a copy of them and got them to her so she would have them on hand. And she would send them on to the people that needed them. And so everything worked out well. I got those things done. And, yeah, so when I get something new, I have to, update my serial number list. Serial number of the equipment. And so that's, just something that some of the other folks might want to know about. But other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Patrick. Sound like you got a good net going, even though there's a storm brewing up there, or raging up there, I should say. It's not brewing, it's raging. Hope you and Miss Lise have a great week coming up. And look forward to the near future. And as far as Eddie goes, I'm really anxious to get in there and meet Mr. Eddie and meet his daughter. She's very accommodating, taking him from Simpsonville up to Waynesville to the Hamfest just because he wanted to go. I think that's marvelous. So I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. We'll talk to you again a little bit later. Tell Miss Elise Joy and I said hello. KO4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
Internet. Well, Gary, it was good to go with you yesterday. Enjoyed it. And I will relay your message into Miss Lee. If you'll relay in the Joy that
we said hello, and yes, look forward to getting together with you again sometime soon. And with that, we'll pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2, please call KO4HGET.
C6IW.
Location on that one, please, sir.
AC6IW, Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. The name is Jeff with a J, and I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Jeff, AC6IW, down there in Greenville. And Jeff, thank you for checking in with me tonight. I believe that's the first time I've been. And one more. Please call KO4HJET. With that pause, we're going to move over here and give the stump to Mr. Larry, KK4JDQ. Please call KO4HGET. Not Larry. Thinking Matthew. Sorry. My fault. I'm used to Larry hanging around. But we'll back up here and move over to WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew down there in Northern Pickens County. Please call KO4HGET.
4HKX, WW4JET, good evening. Patrick, hope all's well. Hope you got a little bit of rest today. I know you were doing a lot of running yesterday. Good to hear you calling the net. You are a little in and out tonight. I guess a lot to do with the propagation and the electrical storms, but you're still getting in there. But, you're usually right in there all the way, full quieting. So, but how you doing?
Matthew, I'm doing good. I've tried to relax a little bit today and get ready for tomorrow and the rest of the week. So it looks like I'm going to have a busy week this week, and but I'm looking forward to it. I'm up to the challenge and ready to get going Monday morning. But, storms come through up here, and they've got the air a little excited, and I'm having to run double the wattage I normally am to get into the repeater as well as I am right now, so... But, and that's the life in the radio world, I guess, and what can we do? But other than that, I've been doing great.
Good, good. Yeah, you said you were, starts with a P, doesn't it? Your town up in North Carolina?
I'm in Penrose. If you know where DuPont State Forest is, if you'll go down the mountain like you're going into Brevard or Hendersonville, I'm right there at the foot of the mountain. It's just a little town called Penrose or the Little River community, depending on exactly where you live in it. But either one of them will get you right here where you're going. The people around here know what it is.
Yeah, there's a good bit of weather going through Hendersonville now. Mills River, Flat Rock, that area. So that's probably some of the stuff that's affecting you. But have you been to the Campfire Grill in Flat Rock by chance?
I have ever been there. I drive by it occasionally, but I have never been in there. I forget about it, to be honest with you, when I'm looking for somewhere to eat. Just don't ever think about it.
Yeah, that's one you want to put on your radar. Take your wife sometime when you get break away for a little bit. It's a good spot, it's a quiet spot, and it's a good scratch kitchen. They make everything fresh there, so it comes out of the kitchen pretty good.
Make it a point to go try it one day, and always looking for a good place to get a good home-cooked meal instead of the bowling bags or in the microwave.
Truth to that. I don't want to make it sound like we go out to eat all the time, but wife and I went to a pizza place. I don't know if you're in Taylor's much on your route, but Carmella's and Taylor's, holy smokes, that was good.
Not in that part of Taylor's, but there again, I will drive through there time to time going somewhere else to make me a little quicker route, or if I've got to go meet another distributor. I will pass through there, so I know about where it's at. I can't think of exactly where it's at the moment, but I have seen the sign for it.
Past the Texas Roadhouse a little bit on Wade Hampton, but yeah, that's if gee,
ever going to stop for a good slice of pizza for lunch. That was pretty much as New York or New Jersey as it gets. It was real good.
Keep that in mind when we're trying to find somewhere to meet on Thursday. May have to mention that.
Well, very good. Well, it was a mess Friday with this computer outage thing. Turned out to be pretty ugly for Delta Airlines. And I was fortunate enough to get out of there on schedule Friday night, but I know it went downhill Friday, and they're still recovering. It'll probably be tomorrow, the next day, but before they're fully recovered. But quite the indication of how dependent we are, and how scary that is.
Right before the net started, I was watching the video about that on my phone because we don't have internet here right now. Because, to be honest with you, I don't know if it's a storm or part of that. And they were talking about how that had affected the banking system, airlines, point of sale. All kinds of stuff that just shut down. All that because we're so dependent on it. And scary. 911 has been shut down because of it in several areas. And I think they're saying they're still having outages because of that around the country, which is, that's a scary thing when that starts happening.
But it really is. It really is. I think, you know, it's hard to fathom that this one little loan update, and then when you see it as widespread as it was, I mean, it literally was hundreds and hundreds of companies worldwide, probably costing billions and billions of dollars in losses and loss of revenue and whatnot, you know, all up to one, you know, somebody creating code that updates security for Microsoft systems. It's just way too vulnerable, and it almost looks malicious, you know. I mean, it's hard not to, and I'm not a, I'm not a fearmonger or anything like that, but it does look malicious in a way.
Yeah, and with everything going on in our political climate right now, it's got everybody on edge. It's a concerning time in our nation's history, let's put it that way. Right now, and it's sad that we have allowed ourselves to become so dependent on technology, and we can't function without it anymore. And I don't know. I don't see it getting any better. So I don't know what to say on that one. And then, I mean, you start looking at our infrastructure and how run down a lot of it is, and how poorly is maintenance and taken care of, and there's lots of things that could go wrong.
So that's all true, and yeah, it is a shame that we're in that kind of environment, truthfully, because I don't believe they're looking out for our best interest. That's for sure. But and then, yeah, you mentioned infrastructure. My gosh, we did a quick trip down to Amelia Island, which is northern part of Florida, before you go into Georgia. And we were just, the traffic on I-95 between Charleston and Savannah was like at a standstill when we went down there. And quite frankly, there wasn't any accidents. And as you start talking to people on the repeaters along the way down there, they say, oh, yeah, that's normal. And that's normal. And then, of course, the widening projects, the well-overdue widening projects going on on I-26 through Columbia on both sides, it's like we are so far behind. I mean, and I know this state, I don't think should be very proud of their interstates going through here, but all that being said, I'm sure it's going on in a lot of places too. But yeah, we're fragile, no doubt about it.
For HDX and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Yes, we are very fragile, and, you look around here, like you said, 26 in Charleston, and you got the 85 project, and then up here you've got the I-26 project between Hendersonville and Asheville. And then you got the gorge going through 40 that's always a problem. So it's just in our little area of my travel is quite a bit going on with different things. So, but I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I'm not in charge of it. All I got to do is live with it and find a way to work with what I got.
Now you'll get through it, but it doesn't make it any easier. Well, that's for sure. And it's the amount of fuel that you purchase. I mean, it's got to get frustrating sometimes with the fuel taxes and stuff, you know, that are in there. And then you see that. But anyway, on to bigger and better subjects. You were asking me for some frequencies. I think you were mentioned earlier. Is that what you said? I could. Might be able to email you something.
I think we were talking about the GMRS stuff earlier. But, yeah, if you want to email me that stuff, you can email me at PapaCharlieKiloEchoEchoVictorEchoRomeo@gmail.com. That's my first initial, my middle initial, and my last name. That's my email address. But it's good on QRZ, so not too hard to find. And, of course, you know where I'm at on Monday through Thursday of the morning, how to get a hold of me there.
I might be able to make it easier for you. If you just jot this down, if you haven't been there already, go to the Upstate SC, Sierra Charlie, Upstate Sierra Charlie for South Carolina, GMRS.com. And that has the five upstate repeaters with the PL tones and everything in it right there for you if you're interested in those. And if there's any other ones, I can certainly get them for you.
I'll have to check that out. I did not know they had a website. I was part of the Facebook group, but not the, didn't know they had the website. So thanks for that information.
The club, it was, I guess it's a club, but it's not yet. We're working on 501c3 stuff, see if we can get something done here for it. But that being said, it's just something we put together to help people. There's people that don't do Facebook, right? So you try to put something else out there for them. But it's got, yeah, it's good. And you know, right in your area, you know, between the Pickens 700 repeater, the Upstate repeater, and the Travelers Rest repeater, those will be the ones that you, but there's the 6 Mile and the Anderson one as well. So there's pretty good coverage, actually, for GMRS out here now. I'm pretty impressed with it, actually, all in all.
I hear quite a bit of it. I listen a little bit throughout the day. I've got my little HT with me, and I'll listen over on the GMRS frequency. But as far as I don't have a mobile rig, so I don't try to get in. But I'll have to do a little more research on it, and I know Fletcher's got one up here that I should be able to get into from up here at the house. And then there's one in Travelers Rest. I think there's two in Travelers Rest now, isn't there?
W4JET. That second one is nobody knows anything about, and it doesn't seem to be working, at least as far as it's advertised. So I don't know. And I know some people that are out that way that haven't been able to get on it, so not sure if it's a legit posting or if it's premature and it's not up yet, whichever. I don't know, but Hendersonville's great. Good group of guys up there, the Fletcher machine, and I don't know what you're looking to do, but a lot of times you can get these repurposed Kenwoods pretty reasonable. Around here I recommend the 40 watt version, EHs. But they're pretty reasonable, and it's very easy to program.
Some one big hindrance, I know a lot of people like to use the Motorola's, but programming them is just not something you've done easily. But I didn't know if the Kenwoods, you don't hear much about them.
You know, from my point of view, it's exactly that. I mean, it has to be a sturdy radio, but it has to have ease of programming, and that's where Motorola is not as, you know, with all their proprietary software, programming software, it's really difficult. Yes, you're right, but Kenwood is open, and it's very simple, and the radios are great.
I'll have to look into it one day, and maybe one day you and I can meet up, shake hands, and have a conversation about it face-to-face instead over the air.
We'd be glad to do that anytime. I would look forward to it, actually. I'd be honored. So let's do it. And I keep an eye out for some good radios here and there. I just picked up another Kenwood for myself. And it's very reasonable, you know. It's like $150, a good working one, in good shape, and it's the high power unit, and they program right up just the way you want them. They're great.
KI4LZI4, Rick check.
Hey, Andy. Go ahead, KO4HK. KI4LZI, this is KO4HK.
Oh, this thing might be getting close to being recharged. That Traveler's Rest GMRS repeater he's talking about, that is operational. It used to be a 70 centimeter amateur repeater, but WR4XM turned to put it over on GMRS, so right there at FHJ's is where that active GMRS repeater is. If you can get to that location, we go signal, you'll get into it.
Possible to from up here, but when am I traveling, I will, because I know right where the repeater is at. I drive right by it, and that's why I kind of knew about it, I hadn't tried to get into it. Like I said, all I've got is my little HD, and I don't...
Well, that repeater used to be a 77-meter FHJ's location. And, Matt, you go ahead and carry on. I'm not too sure about this battery pack, but I thought I'd let you know the location of that. KI4LZI4.
And, yeah, you're breaking up and dropping in and out, so good to hear you tonight, and thank you for coming in here. Go ahead, Matthew, and pick it back up.
Andy, good to hear you. Thanks. Thanks, too, for that info. Yeah, that is the one that's part of the group, the upstate group, the 725 frequency Traveler's Rest repeater. That one's pretty sharp. It does well. There's another small one that showed up in Traveler's Rest is what we were referring to. That shows up on the MyGMRS site, but nobody seems to be able to get into. So that's the one I was referring to that I'm unsure of. But yeah, the other one's great, Patrick. So you'll do good. But if I see a good Kenwood deal out there, I'll forward it over to you.
He's talking about W4FHJ Gene here.
Look forward to getting on there a little more often. But like I said, been hesitant to invest in a radio because of so hard to get them programmed and done anything with.
There they go. The repeater, the gentleman that has the tower for the GMRS repeater just chimed in. Hey, Gene, Matthew here. How you doing? Patrick's on the frequency here as well.
I was wondering if that was you, Matthew. I didn't know your call or anything like that. Just didn't remember.
Nigel, thanks for chiming in. Yeah, Patrick, this gentleman, Gene here, is the property owner at which the GMRS machine is on, off of Mushy Creek up that way in Traveler's Rest. And he's the
Oh, he's a long time ham. Years and years. The W4 Foxtrot Henry Golf. Is that correct, Gene?
W4 Foxtrot Henry. You got me balled up. Foxtrot. How jig W4FHJ. I use the old World War II phonetics. Golf how jig.
World War II was a small amount before my time. Not too much, but W4FHJ. That's the call sign, Patrick, for Gene over there.
I've met Gene. I don't know if he remembers or not, but I've been out there to a couple of field days we had and events the club had out there at his place. So know right where he's at. That's why I knew where the repeater was at. But Gene, I checked you in, so appreciate you coming in here and coming back to us and joining the conversation.
Okay, I didn't know the net was still actually going. I got in just a few minutes ago. I don't use to turn the radio on after the net and so forth. But anyway, just happened to my ears perked up when you were talking about the repeater on the Barrett's Mountain. That's all I had. I'm going to bed. See you folks a little bit later. No, I don't remember meeting you. I'm sorry, but of course I know I did, but I just didn't remember. I know Matthew, though. So let me sign with you folks. Good getting in here for a minute or two. Thanks a lot. It's W4FHJ. We'll be clear.
Thanks for coming in here with us, and always a pleasure. But do appreciate it. Go ahead and pick it back up, Matthew.
73s, have a good night. Good to hear you out there. Good to hear you out there. I hope all's well. And we'll talk to you soon. You take care, my friend. Good talking to you again. He's been a big help with his location up there. Andy was saying, there was a 70-centimeter machine up there years ago that went to NOP and or decommissioned, whichever it is, and so we used the location for the GMRS machine, and it worked out real well.
Well, that's all I was really asking you about is the GMRS. I don't know of anything else that I don't remember anyway.
Well, I know that feeling too. But yeah, take a gander when your internet's up. Take a gander to that website. I'll have all the information for you, and we'll keep an eye out for radio. Something good that's reasonable. And I'm gonna let you go because I know you got an early start. I don't have that early start tomorrow. So get some rest, and good job on the net tonight, and safe travels tomorrow. At some point again soon. And good convo, good QSO. Thanks so much, WW4, JET. We'll listen for your final there, Patrick, and have a good night.
Thanks for coming by and rag-chewing with me for a few minutes. Always a pleasure. And, 4 o'clock comes early in the morning. So as quick as I get done here, I will probably be heading towards the pillow and getting ready for in the morning. But thanks for stopping in here and rag-chewing with me for a few minutes. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Minute Internet. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. I will invite you back tomorrow night for the Monday Night Net. And Mr. Gary will be calling the net again, as far as I'm aware. And come give him a good dose of rider's cramp and help us to make this a good net and keep it going. And with that, I will send my net report and return shortly. 4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net, securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.